Welcome to Unlocking the Paranormal. You are listening to a Paranormal Pen Pals episode, where your eerie, ghostly, cryptid, UFO, or any other unexplained encounters come to life. If you are wondering how you can join the Paranormal Pen Pal community, you can write your story and share it via email at unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com or through our Instagram or Facebook platforms. Whether you believe in the supernatural or not, these tales will make you question the shadows you see out of the corner of your eye and the creaks you hear at night. So, settle in and prepare to be spooked by the mysterious and the unexplained. Welcome back to another episode of Unlocking the Paranormal. I am your host, Carrie. If this is your first time here, I do want to thank you for checking out this show. And if you are not new here, I do appreciate you coming back each week to listen. Don't forget to show your support by downloading and subscribing to the podcast. It really does help immensely when you do that for us. So for today's episode, I'm actually going to be sharing the responses that I received on a social media post. I posted a couple months ago on a few different social media pages, and I asked, what gut feeling did you have that saved you? And I was really surprised that there were a lot of responses. Like, I'm talking hundreds of responses to this question. I'm not sure if I have even read all of the responses yet. So I'm just going to be sharing some that kind of caught my eye. Now, I found some of them were what I expected, such as having a gut feeling that saved you from a car accident, such as Anita, Regal, and Amba, who all had that gut feeling to slow down. Anita, she had this gut feeling that she didn't want to get on the interstate. She had this overwhelming feeling to avoid it. And it turns out that she was getting a flat tire, and she just knows that if she were going at a higher speed on the interstate, she would have had a blowout. Or Regal, who slowed down their car only to come around a bend and find a very large buck deer standing in the middle of the road. Because they slowed down, they were able to stop in time. Or Anba, which I hope I'm pronouncing your name right, knowing when to brake behind a car before it rolled three times right in front of them. Or like Jay and Gloria, who had that gut feeling to just don't go. For Jay, a friend of his asked to meet up after work one day, and he ended up canceling because he had this bad feeling that something was going to happen. Later, finding out that that very friend was driving at a really fast rate of 100 miles per hour, ran a stop sign, and collided with a semi that killed him and his other passenger instantly. And Gloria, who years ago saw a car running a stop sign at a street that she was going to cross. Now, when I say she saw a car running a stop sign, she mentally saw this happening. It was so real to her that she slammed on her brakes just as a motorist came flying past and ran that stop sign. Now, her son at the time was in the front passenger seat, so that car would have hit right at that passenger door. Or Melinda, who had that gut feeling to not pick that car. While Melinda and her family were on vacation, her husband went and picked out a van. As he pulled it up, she looked at it and had that gut feeling of that it was going to be in an accident. She told her husband, and they went and they picked a different van. Before they did, they wrote down that license plate, and when they returned their van a week later, the family at the counter next to them was filling out an accident report, and sure enough, it was the van that they originally were going to pick. Now, some of these gut feelings were also related to health concerns, which is what I expected to see, such as Shalene and Christy, Shalene, who went to go visit her parents and talking to her dad just previously, and he went to go take a nap, and she decided to go check in on him and had this terrible feeling that they needed to take him to the hospital immediately, only to find out that when he got there, he had blood poisoning, and if they wouldn't have gotten him to the hospital in time, he very well could have died. Or Christy, who had that gut feeling just to go see her dad, only for him to pass 3 days later. Now, the question was, what gut feeling did you have that saved you? So I certainly expected to get a lot of responses regarding some kind of danger that was sensed. And not just feeling danger they themselves would have, but their loved ones as well. Such as what Christina experienced when she told her husband to be extra careful and take an extra clip with him when he went to work that night, because he's a police officer, only for him to have a night where it turns out he actually needed it. And perhaps you are like some of these people who have those gut feelings, such as a feeling to not go somewhere because something is off. Like Dharma and Aaron. For Dharma, they had a dream the night before the last zombie con in Fort Myers, Florida. It was one of those dreams that they absolutely could not shake. They were actually supposed to vend on that night, and they decided to stay home. But the freaky part is where their booth was situated was exactly the spot where the shooting occurred. Or perhaps you have had experiences more like Erica, who didn't quite have a gut feeling something was going to happen, but at last second changed her mind, which saved her. Erica had gotten off work one night around 8 p.m. It's a small southern town in Tennessee. They drove past the grocery store and slowed down and thought, I could wait till tomorrow. I don't really need anything. That night, not 10 minutes later, the store was robbed, and the sheriff was shot and killed trying to stop it. And Erica would have been there, and who knows what would have happened. Or perhaps you have experienced something more like Elizabeth, who was kidnapped and for 2 weeks debated their escape and had this spiritual experience that told them what to do to get out of that situation. Which I'll add here, she did not elaborate, and I kind of feel like you owe us a story, Elizabeth, just saying. Now, of all of the responses, there was one that I was not really expecting, and it was the most shocking of them all. And it was the people who commented that they would have been a murder victim if it wasn't for their gut feeling. Such as Jane, who escaped a cult killer group back in 1987 at a Holiday Inn bar in Knoxville, Tennessee, simply by listening to their intuition. Later, she saw them in a detective book years later. Or Lindy, who stated that their mom escaped a serial killer, the Truro Killers in South Australia. A voice told her to put away the knives and scissors or it would be the last cup of coffee she ever had. She did, and it saved her life. Now, there was no additional context to this story either, so that's all I got on that. Or like Laura, who stated that Robert Picton sat in a laundromat, staring at her while she folded laundry. She called her brother and he came to pick her up. She left her car there until her husband could take her to go get it. She didn't know who this guy was in 1992, but we all know what and who he is now. It scared her to the bone just being in the same room as him. Or Suzanne, who stated that she met two serial killers at different times and didn't know at the time who they were until she saw both of them on news broadcasts. Her gut instinct told her to get out of those situations ASAP. One was the Hillside Strangler and his partner. The other was Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker. Now, if you relate to any of these stories, and if you have a story of your own you want to share, you can send it in to our email at unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. Or if you have any other paranormal-related stories you want to share, feel free to send them over. I love hearing your personal stories. These are my favorite episodes. So, getting back into today's topic, what is a gut feeling? Is it just butterflies in your stomach before an important decision as a result of millions of nerve cells in your body? Is it just your brain processing and comparing current experiences with past knowledge? Is it just the ability to know something without conscious awareness or reasoning? Or is there something more supernatural to our intuition? Either way, whatever your beliefs are, I do know one thing. Trusting your gut can save you. And I have a plethora of stories yet to share that prove this is true. Now I'm going to be getting into a series of stories where their gut feeling prevented them from getting into some sort of accident. Steve shared that his wife had a gut feeling in 1990. He was due to go to work and she told him not to go. She just had this bad feeling of dread. She couldn't explain it, but told him that he should just call in sick, which he did. The next morning, he received a phone call stating that the lorry, the British Rail crew cab that he would have been in, had hit a tree, and two of his colleagues had died, and the others were seriously injured. One of the men who passed away sat in Steve's usual seat. It was certainly one of those times that he was glad he listened to his wife. And it wasn't the first time that she had seen things before they happened. Now, Terry shared that she had a gut feeling about her daughter. She was 16 and just started driving. She wanted to go to a city that was a little further than what she wanted her to go, with just starting to drive on her own. But she really had no reason to say no, because it still was only about a 25-minute drive away. But something in her couldn't say yes. Now, her daughter was so upset, but later that night on the news, there was a 5-car pileup on that same road, the same route that her daughter would have been on, at the same time that she would have been there. All the people involved died. Terry was super glad that she listened to that gut feeling and said no. And Shelley, who wrote that she was traveling on an interstate near Cincinnati, visiting her husband, when she had a strong feeling that she needed to exit. She told him that they needed to get off, and he questioned why. It wasn't their turn. But he reluctantly agreed. Afterwards, they heard a very loud bang. They weren't sure what happened. They learned about an hour later that a semi-truck had hit something and exploded under an overpass. Had they continued on the highway, they would have been right behind him. That day, she learned to always trust her gut. This next person, named Dee, wrote that they get this feeling sometimes that something bad will happen. It might just be her or a friend or a family member, but it's never really clear. They just know that it will hurt. It is never a good thing. And it happened when she was in college. And she already had her witch joke thing going on. It was coming up on the weekend, and the feeling came, screaming at her. And she was scared. She didn't know what, who, or how, but it was going to happen, and it was going to affect a lot of people. She begged people to stay on campus, to don't go out partying, or go over to the next town, to just stay there. Well, of course, people laughed and said, sure, whatever, Dee, you got a feeling? That Friday night, four friends went out in a car, and two of them were killed in an accident. She wrote that they were such good kids, and it's terribly sad. After that, she really was branded a witch, and some people were even leery of her. But she just wants to make it very clear that she doesn't make it happen. She just knows when bad things will happen. Dee, if you're listening, I'd love for you to come on the podcast and to share more with us all. This next person named Carrie responded that she was picking up her kids from the sitters after a late work shift. The kids were around 6 and 8 years old. Her 6-year-old was in the back seat on the passenger side. They were crossing a bridge and would turn left at the light at the end. They were stopped at the red light, and she had a type of vision where her 6-year-old was bloodied and battered in the back seat. It was so disturbing to her that she paused when the light turned green. At that time, a car went racing through the red light and would have hit the door where her daughter was seated if she had proceeded through the light when it turned green. Now, it still gives her chills when she thinks about what could have happened. Now, this next person wrote, back sometime in the 1980s, they were traveling on a train going from Birmingham New Street Station towards Litchfield. When they got the feeling that they and their friend, who they were with, should just get off the train at the next railway station, which happened to be Sutton Coldfield. Their friend Kevin kept asking why they should get off at the next rail station when they were nowhere near the destination that they were meant to be traveling to. They just told him they didn't know why, but something was telling them that they got to get off the train, which they did. The next day, they learned from their friend Kevin that the train they had been traveling on had derailed. It had seriously injured several people and killed two. If they had continued on with their journey, they would have been on the train when it derailed. Now, this next story comes from a woman named Bree. She shared that when her kids were in high school, there was a night that she was running them and friends of their son to different places all over town. After dropping off her daughter, her son's friend had forgotten something at their house, so they returned to get it. Instead of waiting in the car, her son ran in to grab one more thing, then, for some reason, making sure everything was properly locked up. On their way back the way they had just come, and surely would have been back in just minutes, they were being directed around a 4-car accident. Her son and her friend made the comments that they barely avoided the accident, due to them just taking a few more minutes inside. Once she finally dropped her boys off, she decided to take a different way home due to the accident on the main highway through town. She had to wait at a light to turn left. Once the light turned green, her stomach clenched, her breathing accelerated, and she had goosebumps that broke out all across her neck and arms. She didn't move. Within seconds, a car came through the intersection really fast, running the red light. If she had been making the turn at that intersection, that car that sped through would have hit her, and on the driver's side. And who knows what would have happened to her. She was literally shaking the whole way home after that. All she could think of was, thank God her son needed to check and lock the house. And thank God that she decided to just wait at the light. Because of those two things, she avoided two potential accidents in one night. This next story is less of a gut feeling and seems more of a premonition of sorts, but I still thought it was really cool, so I want to share it. Christina wrote that she was driving at night and approaching a busy intersection where she had a green light. Then she heard loud sirens, so she stopped short of the intersection. Just as she did, a car with no headlights sped through the cross street at a high rate of speed, so running the red light. Well, she was thankful for the sirens and continued to wait short of the intersection. She was waiting for the siren wailing police cars to follow the light running speeder. The only thing is, there were no pursuing police cars. The sirens were apparently in her head, and it saved her from being T-boned and seriously injured or possibly killed. She questions, why did she hear those sirens? Did she have a guardian angel protecting her? Now, I have a couple more stories that are related to avoiding accidents. Before I jump into the next set of stories, so Sarah wrote that when she was around 13, her dad picked her up and her brother from her mom's house in his Ford Focus. She normally sat in the back with her brother, who is older, but at last second, she chose the front seat. And at this point in time, she had only sat up front maybe twice before. And on the way to his house, a car turned into their car, and they spun out four times before coming to a stop. The backseat window broke and the door was crumpled inwards, where she would have been sitting. She doesn't know what made her want to sit in the front seat that day, but it saved her life. She only wishes she could remember what she had thought at the time. This next story was shared by author E.N. Chanting. They wrote, driving on the highway the first time after having my daughter. We went to visit my best friend. On our way home, I had this terrible thought. What if one of the trucks ahead of me suddenly had a blowout? What if they spun out of control and hit us? I was watching this white pickup truck for some reason, and I slowed down a little in preparation. The front tire of the pickup blew as I watched in expectation as they swerved towards the fast lane across three occupied lanes. A semi slammed on their brakes and locked it up, causing it to jackknife across several lanes. Two cars swerved, trying to miss the trucks, and caused more trucks to lock up and careen out of control, causing more cars to swerve in an attempt to avoid colliding with the trucks. It was like a slow-motion ballet of large vehicles, pirouetting around each other in a terrifying dance. I pulled off the road to regain my composure. Another new mom with precious cargo in tow pulled behind me. We both thanked our lucky stars that somehow we avoided being in the spectacle. A trooper pulled up to check on us before he went to help his colleagues figure out the logistics of the rescue and cleanup. It was a profound moment of intense premonition and grateful celebration of uninjured life. So, now Heather writes that she was in Melbourne, Australia. She was heading out of her hotel to a restaurant in Bourke Street, where she got this sudden urge to go to an art shop. As she headed into Bourke Street, the urge got so bad that she headed off to an art shop a couple blocks away. She bought some art supplies. As soon as she paid for them, the urge stopped. She headed back to Burke Street, and just before she reached the street, there were cops, cars, and ambulances screaming down the road, turning onto Burke Street. She entered Burke Street to see chaos. Turns out that she had just missed the Burke Street massacre by a couple of minutes, just by being led to an art shop. If she hadn't, she would be in the middle of the whole debacle. Now, this next person named Libby actually shared a story of a gut feeling that her stepdad had. She writes that her mom and her stepdad were going on an East Coast vacation here in America. It's something that her mom wanted to do very badly, and he was such an amazing man, he always tried extra hard to make her dreams come true. About a week or so after all the plans were made, hotels booked, everything mapped out, as they were driving, her stepdad just started having the worst dreams about the trip. He never really remembered what they were about, but the feeling of dread would stay with him for days. So he and her mom canceled their dream trip. They got all their money back and went up to Wisconsin to their cottage. Turns out, the very day they were to be in Washington, D.C., really close to their hotel they had previously booked, the D.C. sniper and his son were shooting and killing people. They fully believe that one or both of them would have been unalived if they had gone. In one of the areas that the shootings occurred was one of the places that her parents would have been in. Now, a person shared with me that friends of theirs were going clubbing when they were teenagers. And of course, they were underage. They go meet a few older guys, and they invited them to their place to hang out and party. While in the car, she started feeling like something was definitely wrong. She asked the guy to let her out of the car, and he said no. She told her friends that they needed to get out of there, but they all thought that with her being the youngest, that she was just paranoid. She actually jumped out of the car when they stopped at a red light and just took off running. Well, she found out that her gut instinct saved her. Her friends that were with these men, one of them had been raped and the other had her throat slit. She was left for dead. The men dumped both friends in a field, and the owner of the field saw it, and they called the police. Her friend, who had her throat cut, survived, but just barely. Now, Ashley shares a story of also avoiding extreme dangers. She writes that she had a gut feeling to not pick up the phone when her dad called. Her mom had left to her sister's house because they were separating. Her dad had taken a nasty fall before all of this and had a bad concussion and split open his nose. Time passed and he started to display very aggressive behaviors out of nowhere. The next morning, she got a call from her mom, who was hysterical, telling her that he had been calling her back to back, leaving voicemails, angry and then sad. Worried, she notified the cops and they went to check on him. They found him on the floor in his room. There were guns on the table, and she was told that if she had gone home, it would have been for them. And she even continues to write even more about this experience, something that's even more paranormal related. She wrote that after moving back into the house with her mom, that sometimes, out of the corner of her eye, she would see him walking on the porch, wearing his red flannel, having his morning smoke. when she moved out of the house with her boyfriend, the energy got heavier, and she started seeing a dark shadow move quickly in doorways. One night, they decided to smudge the apartment, and her boyfriend started getting angry and yelling and taking his clothes off. He then started sweating until he fell to the floor crying in a fetal position. When it stopped, he began throwing up. Now, Ashley did not continue on to let us know how things worked out for her. Ashley, if you are listening to this episode, I'd love for an update on you and your boyfriend. Now, this next story comes from Cheryl. She writes, "A friend called her one night and said her boyfriend had threatened to kill her and was acting irrational. She wanted her to come get her. She said he had left with the car. Now, as she was approaching the door, she froze. Something inside told her to not go any closer. So, she went to a phone booth," and she writes that this was before cell phones, "and called 911 and went back to her house. When the police knocked on the door, her boyfriend answered it with a gun in hand, ready to fire. After that, all hell broke loose. Afterwards, at the hospital, because he had pistol whipped her friend told her that he was waiting for Cheryl and was going to shoot her for trying to interfere." I do appreciate you joining me today. If you have any thoughts or comments that you want to provide, or questions, you can do so over at our Instagram or Facebook page. Again, if you want to share your story, you can do so by submitting it to unlockingtheparanormalpod@gmail.com. And be sure you never miss a moment of the unearthly tales that await by subscribing to our show wherever you get your podcasts. I will add that it is completely free to subscribe. This podcast is independently produced, and sharing it with friends, family, and of course your favorite coworkers helps me immensely. And don't forget to leave a review and let me know how I'm doing. Stay tuned for the next episode, where we will venture further into the realms of the paranormal. Until next time, stay curious, embark on the journey, and may you find the key to unlocking the paranormal.